For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. The newest tier of Missouri's vaccination plan began yesterday, but most counties in mid-Missouri aren't ready to begin that new tier. The Columbia Missourian reports Phase 1B Tier 2 of Missouri's vaccination plan includes high-risk individuals and anyone over 65 years old. Tier 2 will focus on anyone who is at an increased risk for severe illness, which includes high-risk individuals like those that have cancer, COPD, chronic kidney disease, and pregnancy, among others. The Boone County Health Department says local vaccinators don't have enough supply to move on to that next tier. The City of Columbia recognized Columbia Public Schools Superintendent Peter Stiepelman and the MU Fraternity Chapter of Omega Psi Phi with the Columbia Values Diversity Awards yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports that Columbia recognizes one community member and one organization each year that exemplifies the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese says Dr. Stiepelman has, quote, championed the ideals of inclusion, diversity, and equity. MU's chapter of Omega Psi Phi, Eta Alpha, was recognized for its community service work and fundraising efforts. The fraternity has also spearheaded multiple projects to provide Thanksgiving dinners to mid-Missouri families and to promote literacy and voter registration. Officials say that more than 172,000 people in St. Louis County have registered for the COVID-19 vaccine, but the local health department so far has only received 975 doses. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the county expects more doses to arrive today, but it's unclear how many doses it will receive. A new phase of vaccinations began yesterday in Missouri that allows older people and those with certain pre-existing conditions to be vaccinated. Missouri health officials yesterday reported at least 11,983 COVID-19 cases in the past week. That's about 1,712 newly reported cases per day. At least 6,256 people in Missouri have died due to COVID-19. Senator Josh Hawley has found a new publisher after his book was dropped by Simon & Schuster in the wake of the siege of the U.S. Capitol by supporters of President Donald Trump. The conservative publisher Regenery announced yesterday that Hawley's book titled The Tyranny of Big Tech will come out this spring. Hawley has been widely condemned for his encouragement of the January 6th protest that ended with a violent mob rampaging through the Capitol. Thousands had gathered that day as Congress voted to formally certify Joe Biden's win over Donald Trump. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.